You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, May 27th, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL, but before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. We begin in Las Vegas, where the Raiders made news this week by working out 34-year-old Colin Kaepernick. New head coach Josh McDaniels was asked if he gave starting quarterback Derek Carr a heads up about that. Quote, "Nah, I mean, I think Derek's pretty comfortable with where he's at," McDaniels said. "I think he knows who he is for us, and I know he knows how I feel about him, how we feel about him. I don't think that's really a big thing to Derek at this point. Because if there's one thing we've learned over the past couple years, it's that not giving your starting quarterback a heads up about what you're doing is definitely a good idea." Although, to be fair to the Raiders, Carr did just sign a 3-year, $121 million extension this month. More from McDaniels, quote, "I think he knows this is his football team and he's working like it on the field and he's leading the way that we want him to lead and he's doing all the right things. I couldn't ask more from Derek Carr and very pleased with what he's doing so far." I don't think the questions were about getting more from Derek Carr, Josh McDaniels. I think they were about getting more from you, but whatever. Carr was not available to reporters yesterday. Some quick hitters now. In Baltimore, with Lamar Jackson skipping voluntary OTAs this week, the Ravens needed a quarterback, and just to confuse the hell out of all of us, they signed Brett Hundley. Now, hold on a minute, you might say. I thought they already had that guy. No, no. That was Tyler Huntley. So just to clarify, Baltimore now has both Tyler Huntley and Brett Hundley under contract. Thanks for that. The Cardinals started out 10-2 last year before finishing 11-6. Yesterday, safety Buda Baker may have given us an explanation as to how that happened. Quote, "For us, we're trying to get back to way past what we did last year. We're taking it one day at a time, one week at a time, and if we can do that, we'll win. You guys saw us do that the first 8-9 games last year, and I felt like the guys possibly might have gotten comfortable. A lot of headlines, a lot of wins, and all that type of stuff. But it's up to us as professionals just to ignore the noise and just take it one week at a time. We believe we're a great football team, and this year I think we're going to be a way better team than last year." And finally, Patrick Mahomes met the media yesterday, and not surprisingly was asked about the offense without Tyreek Hill this year. Mahomes said, "Not having Hill just means more opportunity for everybody else."
"That's what you're going to see at this offense this year, is it's going to be everybody. It's not going to be one guy. And obviously Travis is going to still get a lot of completions, a lot of yards, but I think the whole receiving room is going to have big days, and I think that can be something that we can use to our advantage." "Yeah, I think we're going to be different. I think you saw last year, defenses had started to formulate a good game plan, at least at the beginning of the season, of trying to kind of maintain stopping Tyreek and stopping Trav. And we had to find ways to have success other ways so we can get those guys open. I think this year we'll be different, where you're not going to know where you're going to get the deep ball from. You're not going to know where you're going to get the short pass from, because we have a lot of different guys that can do it all."
That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, May 27th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review as well. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Monday.
The Current podcast is back with an exciting new season featuring marketing executives from the world's most influential brands. Tune in to hear what's driving conversation in the fast-moving world of digital advertising, with unique insights from brands as diverse as Hilton, Instacart, Moderna, Major League Soccer, and more. And in this presidential election season, the Current explores what a national political advertiser, like the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and a major CPG brand like Hershey can learn from each other. Listen in and subscribe to The Current at thecurrent.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.